Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is Monday, July 24th, 2023, and we're going to start out with a pledge, then I'm going to remind you of some other things. Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Words we should be living by. Then the other, it's been a couple weeks, but I still love my country and I'm still afraid of my government, you know? What do you think? Tonight, it's going to be a little bit different. It's, as you know, I wasn't here last week. I didn't have a show last week. I was here, but the show wasn't. We had a lightning strike that took out my landline and my internet, and it took a week to get it repaired and back online. So things were just kind of crazy last week, so we just gotta say we're going to skip last week, and tonight we'll try to make up for it. The Blog Talk Radio was also having some kind of problems, too, because I was trying to update my show page, and I wasn't able to. Must be another system glitch with Blog Talk Radio there. But because it shows child vaccines. Well, I was going to push that out for another week. Tonight we're just going to have an open mic night kind of thing. So don't be too concerned by what you're seeing out there. Going to have a very open discussion. Two little things I was going to mention off the top. Well, one was, sorry, wasn't here last week, but I say it was technology challenges. The most basic, when lightning strikes, it strikes, and it takes no prisoners. So it just said, you know what, you're going to be offline for a week, which is actually kind of interesting when you don't have your regular connectivity. There's only so much I'm willing to do on a cell phone. I just don't believe I should wear a cell phone around my neck all the time. And so anyway, so I'm a little bit behind. Haven't been watching a whole lot of news or listening or anything else. So we will see what happens. But a couple of things I wanted to mention. Excuse me. Then I'm gonna have Karen help give us an update on what's going on with Florida insurance. That's another topic. But first off, there's the Fox. I'm sure many of you have heard about the GOP debate coming up on Fox News. I'm not sure the exact date, but it's coming up. And there's all the talk about whether Trump is going to be there and Trump isn't going to go and all this kind of stuff. And I don't think he should go. Well, I personally, why would you do that? That with the games that Fox has played and Paul Ryan out there bad-mouthing you all the time. Well, and of course, what Paul Ryan did when he was the Speaker of the House. Why would you do anything to help support or promote Fox News? Fox News wants them there because they know they'll get a lot more attention. They'll have a lot more viewers. Fox News has been on a downhill trend on that one, so I can see why Fox News wants him there, but I don't see why he would go there. So for anybody that's listening who deals with the Trump campaign or anything else, tell him not to do it, and here's what I propose. Here's my suggestion. Go ahead and have somebody out there watching the Fox debate and then sending over the questions to you. Whether you listen to any of the comments from the others or not, but just the questions, what they pose as the questions to the different candidates, and then you respond over in Truth Social or YouTube or Rumble. Rumble would be better probably. Anyway, go over there, have a live stream over there, or have a event the same night, have some kind of an event someplace, and as the questions come up, you answer them live to the audience. And two things that'll do. One, it'll give you a fair chance to actually respond to the questions and not the games they typically play at debates. And two, it's going to draw a lot of people away from Fox News. So those who might have gone ahead and watched it on Fox News, now you're giving them a choice. Well, here's what I would say about those things. So I would really suggest anybody out there listening for the Trump campaign have his own debate night, if you will. I'm having my own debate, but I'm not going to do it with Fox News. I'm going to, here's what others are saying and here's what I say, whatever, something like that, and really go after the same questions, same topics they mention on the debate, and then put a few really useful ones in there too, because we know half the time they don't talk about anything but garbage on the debates. So do it that way. I think that'd be a neat idea. And then Laura Loomer's out there saying some other stuff, and I haven't got caught up on everything, as saying I haven't had any technology to read up on a lot of stuff. But something in reference to DeSantis being easy on the child predator kind of stuff, I don't really know that that's true. I would want to see more information to prove that. Maybe it is. I don't know. While there's reasons why I don't want DeSantis to run for president, I also don't believe in exaggerating or whatever. Without knowing, I need more information on that one. The other one that was mentioned on that same topic was, that he's I think the word bribery was used in the article somewhere, where DeSantis has gotten an Iowan endorsement. Now, anybody knows anything about Steve Dace, he is from Iowa, and he happens to be a big DeSantis supporter. So I don't know if that's who his endorsement is or somebody else, but something to do with an endorsement in Iowa. And then the comment was, the header was, will bribery be enough kind of thing. So I don't know what that is about either. So if anybody's got any information on those two, Laura Loomer, she definitely puts out some good information out there. And I want to, especially on that child predator, I want to see something else on it. And then anybody may want to talk about good old Abbott and what he's doing out there in Texas, and how I guess Biden's going after him, trying to sue him for what they're doing, trying to shut down the illegal immigration coming across the river. So anybody that's got any info on that? And then the first topic we're going to really talk about is what's going on with Florida and insurance. Now, this has all just really started happening, I don't know, the last month, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure when this all really started hitting the fan. But insurance carriers are leaving the state of Florida. Now, we had this happen a while back when we had three hurricanes come through. And State Farm, because I had State Farm at the time, State Farm was one of the first ones to head out the door. They all take off running. As soon as they're expected to pay anything, they don't want to be there. How many millions or billions or trillions of money of dollars have they been paid in premiums over the years by Floridians for a variety, whether it be auto insurance, home insurance, mortgage insurance kind of stuff, life insurance, whatever. But their intention is to just take the money and never have to give it out, I guess. I don't know. But there's something going on with this, and I'm hoping Karen can shed a little bit more light on what's been going on lately. But there is this massive exiting of insurance companies. Once again, this isn't the first time this has happened. And I was trying to think about there's hurricanes. That we went for many years with no hurricanes, and then there were hurricanes, and the three that came through right in a row, that was the one that really chased them off once, and whatever. So what is the deal that's chasing them away now? The other topic when we talk insurance, not many people are really talking about life insurance and what's happened to life insurance since COVID. Because there's a lot of young people who are dying, people who weren't supposed to be dying quite so soon. Excuse me. And they're having to pay out a lot of money on that. So, but in the case of Florida, we have elderly people. So is that what it is? I don't know. I can't totally explain it. It's all kind of strange to me, and we won't get into it tonight, but possibly on a future show. There's a lady by the name of Rebecca Fearley. She was a state-appointed guardian for many, many individuals. She was charged with some really disgusting things, and you'd have to go back and look at all the DNRs that she signed for these people and how much money she made off these people that we believe was elder abuse. Many of us believe it was elder abuse, and she was charged with it, but somehow she's getting off with something like 5 or 6 months probation or something totally ridiculous. This case was a few years back, and I actually thought they were going to do something after what she did, and so many of her cases were all with the same judge, the appointments, where she was appointed the state guardianship thing. It was all very, very suspicious to me. She made a lot of money. If you want to make money, come to Florida and be a guardian, sign off. So I get these people to sign a DNR, and then you just, as soon as they're gone, you take them, take the money and run. It's kind of disgusting, but it's really kind of the way it seems like it happens. So we may talk about that in a future show. I've got to get some more of the updates on what's the latest, but there's stuff going on with that case too. And with that being said, let me get Karen on, because Karen is not going to be able to stay the whole night. She's got some other stuff going on. She's going to have to leave us in about an hour, close to an hour. So, Karen, any of your thoughts about what Trump should do on the debate, Fox debate, and anything, what's going on with Florida and this insurance? And you can also give us an update, quick update if you have time on the, is it the Florida Republican Assembly, the group that's trying to counteract what's going on with the GOP these days. So, anyway, hello, Karen.
Well, it is a pleasure, as usual, to talk to everyone, to talk to you, and thank you so much, Ms. Sally. We'll start with Jimmy Patronis. I'm going to start with the insurance. Jimmy Patronis is the CFO, Chief Financial Officer of Florida. And he wrote an article, and he said that the insurance companies are leaving Florida not because of the risk from hurricanes, not because of the high winds, not because of climate change, but because they have become woke, and Florida is the place where woke goes to die. I did, however, look up Farmers Insurance, and sure enough, they are extremely woke. So I guess I would have to say, since I was a Farmers policyholder, that I'm glad he brought that to my attention, because I would have looked for another insurer regardless. But I don't think that's the reason. And the bill that was passed by the RINOs in the state house. And we think that, oh, man, Florida is a super R. Isn't that wonderful? We're going to have fabulous bills. Well, boy, did they mess us up. So there were 10 reasons that I found on an article that had to do with the insurance. I'd like to go over them, Sally, because I think they're important. And these are the 10 reasons why what has come out of the new insurance bill, which is bill number 7052, SB 7052. And let's go through these 10 key issues, because I think they're important. First of all, fighting fees. Property owners have blamed lawsuits and for driving up costs, and one way attorney's fees, who encourage litigation. So when you win a case, your opponent would get to pay your attorney fees, and they felt that this was ratcheting up litigation, so they took it away, which means that we, as the insured, will now have to cover our attorneys, period, regardless of whether we win or lose. And that takes a huge bite out of our what we have received from the insurance company. Attorneys are taking anywhere from 20% to 30%, and they will be more than happy to ratchet up the fees for you. All right, that's one. Another is, they call it look elsewhere. As private insurers have dropped policies and raised rates, the number of, this is talking about Citizens property insurance customers, has ballooned. The bill tries to stem that trend, preventing Citizens policyholders from being able to renew coverage if they receive policy offers from private insurers that are within 20% of the cost of Citizens premiums. Well, this obviously is going to lead to higher rates, because that's what usually happens the minute they look at the fees and they play around with Citizens property insurance. So that's another black eye for, I'm going to have a lot of black eyes here from the Florida legislators. Florida, the market has been hampered by higher costs and lack of availability of reinsurance And that's the backup for insurers. The way that that works is they can sell your policy to what they call a reinsurer who takes a portion of the risk that the insurance company would take. The bill creates a program to temporarily help insurers obtain adequate reinsurance. It would effectively offer additional levels known as layers of reinsurance, funding through $1 billion in state dollars and premiums paid by insurers. So again, we the people are going to get screwed as our rates are going to go higher because of the lack of availability of reinsurance. The next one is the assignment of benefits. They call it AOB. Like one-way attorneys sees, insurers have long argued that a practice known as assignment of benefits drives up costs and leads to litigation. Assignment of benefits, or AOB, involves a policyholder signing over claims to contractors who then pursue the payment from the insurers. So this bill bars AOB for property insurance claims. Contractors contend that AOB helps homeowners who need damage repair and do not have the experience dealing with the insurers and are often strung out for months and months and months. So the idea with this was you could find the contractor, you could say, I'm going to be getting X from my insurance company, and when that claim comes in, I would pay you, and you draw up an agreement that allows the contractor to have a piece of your insurance. This one is speed it up. Dispute about property insurance claims can sometimes drag out over years, but the bill takes a series of steps to make insurers respond faster and to shorten the time for reporting claims. For example, the bill reduces the time from 90 days to 60 days for insurers to pay or deny claims, with exceptions for certain circumstances. Meanwhile, it reduces the time from 2 years to 1 year to file a notice of claims with insurers. Now, that's a biggie because too many people, you get caught up in what happens in repairs, don't pay attention to it, and that year goes by very quickly. So you only have 1 year now to file that claim. Heading to arbitration. Trying to keep disputes out of courtrooms, the bill offers a trade-off to property owners who agree to take cases to binding arbitration and get a break on your insurance premium. So here you're saying, I will forego a trial. I will accept whatever we accept in the arbitration, and that will be binding. It is very difficult to predict what your insurance company is going to offer. And if your offer is substantially less, like ours was, you want that option because we said to them, okay, we'll go to court. Now, this takes that away. You can't say to them, okay, we'll go to court, because whatever you decide in arbitration will be what you get. No day at the beach. In the insurance world, it is known as the glide path. State law, which restricts the annual increase that can be passed along to citizens' customers. In 2023, for example, the limit is 12%. In 2024, it's 13%. While the bill keeps the glide path in place for primary residences, it removes it and removes the limits for second homes. Supporters say citizens should not give breaks to people such as out-of-state homeowners of beach houses. So again, we have to recognize that we are subsidizing the policies of those that live on the beach, and that's wrong. I don't care if you want to live on the beach. I don't care if you want to get insurance. I don't want to be involved in it. And I don't see why any Floridian should be involved in it and why Citizens Insurance should be offered for that. So apparently here, the break will not come to people with second homes, only to people who are primary residents. All about faith. The word bad faith makes the insurance industry wince. If lawsuits alleging bad faith, such as allegations that insurers did not properly settle claims, can be expensive and have long been a target of insurers and their lobbyists. The bill includes changes that would help shield insurers from at least some bad faith cases. It prevents bad faith lawsuits from moving forward until courts have ruled that the insurers have breached their contract. So this is one of the things that insurers do, and I know they do it, but to me, they breach their contract. And by breaching their contract was they refused to pay for certain items that were in the contract, in the policy. So this now allows the bad faith lawsuits to be shielded from, not the people, from the insurance company. So tell me what side DeSantis is on. Okay, last point that they pointed out was, while it tips the scale at 105 pages, the bill does not include what many homeowners want, immediate rate reduction. What a surprise. Republican leaders said it will take time for the changes, such as reducing litigation costs, to filter through the system and ultimately help curb rates. But Democrats, who unsuccessfully proposed numerous of amendments during the three-day special session, criticized the absence of rate relief. And as we have learned, one of the things that will never happen is they are not going to go back and revisit rate relief. That was the carrot that they were waving in front of us as we stupidly signed on to this legislation, and I will be in shock if the rates go down. And you can all say, see, you were wrong, but I don't believe that that's going to happen. I believe that the rates are going to go up, and I believe that we're going to be in for a rocky road as we find more and more insurers leaving, whether they're woke or not woke. It's just going to be limiting our choices. So that is the skinny on the insurance. The bill, as I said, is listed. You can go to flsenate.gov, type in 7052, and the bill will be there. And I think, yeah, that was it on that bill. Now, you mentioned something about DeSantis, Sally. I just read that he is coming in now third behind Vivek Ramaswamy. Uh-huh. The problem, folks, again, with Vivek Ramaswamy is that we have no idea if he is a natural born citizen. I do not believe that he was. I do know that his family was from Pakistan. And I also know that he was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So exactly how far you push this guy, I don't see. And then it was very weird. He came out and he said, I will not work in the Trump cabinet. Okay, but he did before. And then Trump comes out and says, I would like Vivek Ramaswamy to be the blah, blah, blah. I think it was in the intelligence or cyber division. I would choose Vivek Ramaswamy for that job. So they need to talk to each other because what they're doing is standing up. I also agree with you. If I were Trump, the last place I would go would be to that debate and allow them to take shots at me, which is all they're going to do for the entire debate. They'll do it whether he's there or whether he's not there. He's going to get a fair chance to say anything. And the questions that he's going to get are going to be just as stupid as they were the last time. So when there is a real clear front runner in the second tier, and I keep on saying that they're auditioning for vice president, then I guess then would be a good time for Trump to go and debate the person who is the number two. But you don't have to debate 17 people when you know already that the cards are stacked against you, and these people have PACs that are out there collecting money to destroy Trump because they would rather have Joe Biden than an America First candidate. That is, to me, probably the sickest and most disgusting thing that I can think of that the Democrat Party has done.
And for some help from a few Republicans, too.
Yes. And in the state of Florida, this is a full-bred, 100% red state, red Senate, red House, red governor, red executive. Everybody is red, except why do they act like they forgot that in their blue? Because they're liars. They're liars. And if we haven't learned that we had better vet these people before we push the lever and have and agree to have them represent us again, we better make sure who these people are, because they're not doing us any good. This was a year, to me, of some of the most horrible bills attacking the rural communities, attacking rural counties. The housing bill is a disgrace. I just have no faith in the Republican Party anymore. They are a bunch of liars. And I also read, now this is not just in the state of Florida, but they're not helping the grassroots cells. They're letting them hang out to dry, as usual.
Yeah.
So how are you supposed to win if your party gurus don't want you to win, which to me is obvious. They don't want us to win. They want Joe Biden to be back because they will get all of their green goodies and make lots of money, and the American people will suffer, and nothing will get done. So
we
have a lot of
very, very disgusting. It's just, and I'm telling you, I am still out there with the idea, you know, if the Republican Party, grand old prostitutes, that's what it really stands for, they're just a bunch of prostitutes. And, of course, the other part of this goes back to when you're talking about these people who have been elected, how it's all red and everything else, we got to remember the Democrats are smarter than the Republicans. The Democrats run as Republicans because they know people will vote for a Republican, and then they go in there and they do their own thing. It's just, this is what they've been doing for years. The Democrats knew how to take over the party.
I was just going to say, they have been doing this for years and years and years, and that is not going to change. The only thing that can change is we the people, and that is to learn who these people are and not elect them. It boils down to this. What do they say? If the answer to the problem is not simple, it's the wrong answer. Well, the answer is very simple. Don't elect these people. Stop voting for them. Just because they have an R by their name does not mean they are all worthy of your vote. Find out who they are. Find out who they voted for. Find out what they have been saying, and then make your decision. But to blanketly accept somebody just because they have an R, when the RPOF in Florida is probably just as corrupt as the national group, from the stories that I heard about people being denied their right, not being told about meetings so they would miss them, slamming people running against them, pushing them out of office. Look what they did to Anthony Sabatini. They got rid of him really.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's coming back. But that's what they do. These people are corrupt. There is nothing good. Please, I'm begging all of you, don't give any money to the Republican Party. Find a
candidate. Don't give either one of them. Don't give to either party.
Yeah, either party. Find a candidate that you like and help them. And don't tell me you can't, because you could always pick up the phone and dial 10 numbers and help people get elected. The only reason why people don't get elected is because nobody knows who they are. If we would start exposing what these people have done and how they are going to be destroying Florida, just like Biden is destroying the country, I mean, there's no difference. It's different because it's a state. Oh, it's different, Karen, because our unemployment is down to 3.5%, and we made a lot of money, and Governor DeSantis gave us a surplus. Well, guess what? As a governor, that's what he's supposed to do. He's doing his job. That's what it's called, doing your job and working for the people that hired you. So don't think that these people get to go to Tallahassee and, well, they do. They vote the way the lobbyists want them to because the people don't say enough. And you know what else I saw, Sally, when I go to Tallahassee? There are so many people there from the opposition that it's staggering. And folks, you don't have to go to Tallahassee. You can go on Zoom. You can attend a meeting on Zoom and register how you feel. I'm against it. I'm for it. But by doing nothing, we are allowing the others to go there, be in full force, let everybody think how many there are of them when they're really a minority, and we let them get away with it. We have to stop doing it.
Yeah, and make the phone calls too. The phone calls do make a difference. I think somebody was saying for every one personal phone call made to the elected to share that opinion or opposition or whatever or support, whatever it may be, it equates to like 100 people, because a lot of people will sit there and send out emails, but only a few who truly oppose or have a position on something, only a few will pick up the phone. So when one person does it, they really represent, it's how many people have that same opinion. So it's really important to pick up the phone.
And the good news is we live in the age of electronics. So if you don't want to talk to them, call them at night and leave a message on your answering machine. It will count just like a phone call. It is so important that they hear from you, because that's the only way that they know that they can't run around free reign and do whatever they want to do. We have to range them in. We don't have free range legislators. I guess we do. Also, you mentioned about what's going on in Texas. Governor Abbott finally did something. And what he did was they put a buoy system, which is, they're rubber balls. They are about a foot and a half in diameter. And they are strung together and barbed wire, and wire is dropped below them. And the idea, of course, is to keep out the illegals. Well, guess what? It's working. And guess what else? The Biden administration is going to sue them because the policy works. And the Biden administration can't have that. They have to have an open border. That's what it says in the manifesto, open border, no borders. Everybody should be able to go wherever they want to go. So it seems as though we had some good world news over the weekend. The Israeli parliament agreed to rein in let me rephrase that. What's happening in America is happening all over the world. Every country is going through basically the same thing. The people, we the people, don't want them, the globalists, to dictate that we should have nothing and be happy and eat bugs. So what has happened is the people have gotten together and they are forming political parties. We don't expect it to happen all at once, immediately. However, in Spain, they had a very promising election. Although the conservatives did not win because there were too many Americans interfering with their election. Did I say that? I wouldn't say that. interfering with their election. They did not get the majority that they were looking for, but they got really, really close. And if they keep it up by 2024, they will be able to turn their country also. We also had Israel, as I said before, is that they voted to rein in their Supreme Court who were going crazy woke. Oh, what a surprise. So, and also technology. So we have a lot of things happening around the world, I think, that are very encouraging. But here in America, well, everybody says people are beginning to wake up. I think they should be woken up already and stop beginning. But that is not going to change unless we, the people, get out there and spread the word and get the message out. Get some of the right people in office.
Yeah, get those right people in office. It's definitely a difficult point. I do want to mention one thing real quick. When we're talking about Trump and the Fox debates and all this kind of stuff, I'm telling you, if the Republican Party, the RNC, plays too many games and really tries to push this, which is what I think they will do, I mean, they're already doing it, with the games that they're playing, I really, people want to kind of push back on this, but I like the idea of a Trump-Kennedy ticket. Here you got Kennedy being ousted and blocked by the Democrats. I mean, the same thing's happening to him that is happening to Trump. And while I don't agree, you know, I'd have to, when it comes to the environmental stuff, I got to look a lot closer at exactly what Kennedy's saying. There's nothing wrong with saying pollution is bad. We should stop pollution. But he isn't going out there saying cut off fossil fuel and all this other stuff. He isn't saying that kind of insanity like these other ones are and that kind of stuff. But, I mean, it tells me something. If the Democrat Party doesn't like him, it must be something good there. And, of course, the COVID issue is such a key thing. And it would just – I always call it the melting pot party, bringing the two sides together, bringing the common denominators together. Yes, we can work together, and we agree on much more if you really talk to people about the real issues, the real matters of the day. Inflation, for one. The majority, I don't care what party they belong to, or most people are on the same side. Most Americans want the right to travel. They do not want to have to get a permit from a 15-minute city to say, well, I want to go across country, and that's what's going to happen. They don't want someone dictating how they spend their money through this the central bank digital currency stuff. They don't want that. If you talk to real Americans about real issues that get back to the basics, we agree on so much more than we disagree. And this other stuff, it's those who are playing games with this transgender, which it's a very sick game, what they're doing to children, what they're trying to do to destroy the culture, destroy the people kind of stuff. That is so sick if you get back to the basics. And that's why I think, in some crazy way, I almost want I want the Republican Party to pull so much crap on Trump that Trump goes out there, hey, Kennedy, let's get together. Look, the Democrats are doing it to you. The Republicans are doing it to me. Let's go out there and show what being an American really is about. Yes, we don't always agree on things. That's true. That's okay. We don't have to agree on everything. But we do agree on the corporate globalist insanity because Kennedy is definitely against the fascism, too. People don't seem to really know what fascism is these days. They don't, and somehow the craziness of what Republicans, somehow this idea that Republicans, to be a Republican means you support fascism. No, that isn't what it's supposed to be. So if you support fascism, keep with the status quo of who you have in both parties, because that's what they are. That's what they have developed into. Mm-hmm. And the public-private partnerships and all this other insanity. And go ahead and work for that next pandemic because they're gonna give it to you if you go with the standard crapola of these two political parties. So you got to get away from that and call it the American melting pot party or something like that. we could call it America First, but who knows or whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that would be a very good idea because we have to come together. There is nothing. There is no way around it. If we don't come together, we lose. That Abraham Lincoln was 100% right. we're not going to be hurt from without. We're going to be hurt from within, and a party that cannot come together and is divided will fail. And we're on the road to failure right now because we are allowing these people, and we are not saying anything. And pretty soon, we will have nothing because they will be outlawing it. They're on to what? Now they're on to heaters. 45%, 49% of the country heats their homes in the winter with gas-powered heaters. They want to take those away and give you an air pump. I hate to tell you guys, but an air pump doesn't work in cold weather because the air pump takes the air from outside and heats it. Well, if the weather is warm and you're in Florida, even when it's cold, it's still warmer. The air pump works really nice. But if you're not in Florida and you're up north, you're taking cold air and you're going to convert it to hot air. If it starts out really, really cold, it's going to take a really, really long time for that to happen. And what's going to happen? Your electricity costs will go up because your heater is inefficient for where you live. So if we do not stop these people, we will have nothing, and we will not be happy. They will be ecstatic, but we will not be happy.
Yeah,
oh, I read something. This one really got me, Sally. This one screamed to me, and it said, I was written by a person who got to be a scientist due to affirmative action. And that's what this article screamed at me. The polars, our North Pole and our South Pole, have shifted. It happened several years ago, and it is not an uncommon experience. If you look at the sun, the Earth does have a different tilt, and the sun happens to be in the more northern, a little bit further north than it usually is. Well, we have sunspots. We have gravity. We have a lot of different things that happen during the shift of the polar caps, the magnetic fields below the surface. So that happens, and it is a normal thing that happens. Well, now we know why it's happening. It is a cause of climate change. Do you know what's doing that? The people taking water from their wells. They're depleting the water in the wells, and the lack of water is making the earth shift. Where do they come up with this garbage?
I don't know. These people are sick. They'll come up with anything. The truth doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter. It's just whatever sounds good, and whatever, and anybody who's gullible enough to believe it. I don't ever hear them talking about why are the volcanoes erupting? How are they going to say what that's causing? Is that because we took too much water out of the ground? It's so insane. And you know, I believe in taking care of the environment and respecting the environment, but these people, it has nothing to do with the truth. I mean, you listen to that guy from Greenpeace who left Greenpeace. And he's talking about the air, the planet is colder today than it's been in however many decades or thousands, whatever it is, centuries. It's colder today. It's not the truth. This has been kind of interesting, too. It was the heat wave. You know, I haven't really heard of any record highs here in Florida. Maybe I just wasn't listening to the right reports. But, you know, in the past when it got, I remember Central Florida getting into three digits, 101 and stuff like that. And sometimes you would have a record high. I've also known winters that had record lows. They don't say anything about the record lows. They only say it about the record highs. But back then, it's really hot out. Yes, make sure you have plenty of water. I mean, use a little bit of common sense. And then we know don't really teach any of that kind of stuff. But, you know, be practical. But at the same time, while they're saying all this, it's like there was no heat index. But now it's like, it's a severe heat. It's 95 out and the heat index is 120. And, I mean, all to try to get people's attention and play games with people's heads. That part hasn't really changed. It's be realistic, people. And when it's freezing cold, It's just, it's insanity.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, go ahead.
You are absolutely right. And I guess people forgot it's summer. And it's usually hot in the summer. I remember heat from when I was growing up. It's hot in the summer and it's cool, cold in the winter. Do I still have that right?
Well, climate change, you never know.
That's true.
It's just so insane.
We really cannot allow these people to continue to make policy that we actually listen to, because their policy is, I will say it over and over again, it reminds me of a conversation with a group of people that are strung out on something. And they go into these elaborate details of how they're going to fix that and fix this. None of it makes sense. None of it has anything to do with reality. But they come up with these incredible solutions for the problems that they have created. And the solutions don't work any better than what they're trying to do by doing it. And then you go back to, okay, so there's got to be something more here. And what is more here is that their goal is to destroy America. And they are on a crash course to get that done. And it's up to us. It is up to us. And although we only had 3-5% of the people fighting the Revolutionary War, we need about 20-30% fighting this war. And this is not a war you have to fight with guns. It's a war you get to fight with your mouth and your fingers. We should be doing both. And Miss Sally, I am so sorry, but I have to leave today a little early. And it is always wonderful talking to you and great conversation. And let's carry it through, because this is something that we shouldn't be stopping. We should not stop talking about.
Yep. We can make a difference if everybody works together and just be honest. Cut through the nonsense. Cut through the... be honest about what the intent is. Well, I mean, why would you go and transgender all these kids? What's the real intent? Why would you poison them with a vaccine, so to speak? So anyway, okay. Well, anyway, as always, thank you, Karen, for the info. Thank you for the update. We're gonna. Anybody else? Like I said, this is open mic night. Karen will join us, I'm sure, next week. We'll have things maybe a little bit more organized, but like I said, it's been a crazy week. But very good info. Please check into the insurance stuff, and you know, and we can talk a little bit more about that.
Can I just add to, please listen to my show on Saturday and Sunday, which would be the Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. And it is on at 7 in the morning and 9 in the evening. And my podcasts and articles can be found on KarenBShone.com or on my Substack, KarenShone.substack.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we will talk to you again next week. Okay, let's see. Anybody, please feel free. I see people out there. Push the one button if you would like to join the discussion. Definitely on the insurance stuff. Insurance is one of these weird products. It's and what is the purpose of insurance, okay? Because people talk about it being an investment and all this other stuff, but insurance was supposed to help protect against financial hardship due to unexpected things that happen, whether it be an accident or whatever. So that's why you were supposed to have insurance. That's what it was supposed to be. That was the intent. But then they made it into all sorts of different types of investment things and whatever else, and the whole meaning of it's changed, and now the purpose. And it's really one of the toughest things when it comes to we just said what insurance is supposed to be, but managing it and preventing corruption on both sides. I mean, in the past, I remember seeing shows, I don't know, the 60 Minutes or 2020 or whatever. They would be out there, somebody who was getting all sorts of money for some kind of disability because they were supposedly hurt in an accident or whatever. And so they, every so many months, they go limping into the courtroom and say they still need the stuff while, in fact, they are out running around, surfing and doing whatever else, hiking in the mountains, whatever. they obviously weren't in the pain and didn't suffer the injury that they said they did. But this is what but they would be getting paid for it. So you have corruption on both sides. You have insurance companies that don't want to pay out, which you kind of know why an insurance company doesn't want to pay out. They want to make money. At the same time, you also have these other individuals who are insurance fraud, and that goes at all levels, the doctors, the lawyers, the individuals. And I think we have Cindy out there. Let's see. Okay, let's get Cindy on here because she can probably give us some more info on this insurance as well. But it's one of the craziest things because insurance, you need it, you want it for the right reasons, but the corruption is on both sides. And then, of course, if it's if it really is the woke corporations that are leaving Florida, oh, well, hopefully we have some American corporations that would want to come here. I believe there's a fair amount of money to be made in Florida. Not every place gets hit by a hurricane every day and those kind of things. But with that being said, Cindy, welcome to the show. What are you thinking? You give us your Florida update.
Well, from what I heard, this is what I heard last night on a conference call and also because I've been looking into it. So Ron DeSantis, when he was up in New Hampshire, he spoke with Sununu, and you know, that has the highest energy prices in the country is New Hampshire. So I asked Omer about it, and he told me why and what they're doing. And DeSantis, we're going to end up having that same problem with energy, but the insurance companies, I mean, you know, we're building so much on the ocean. We're building these high rises, and how about the building that fell down? So why would they insure anybody in Florida? Because it's reckless what they're doing.
Well, when it comes to the coastline, this is something that has been a big, big pain to me, and it just ticks me off. Because this is out in California. You have millionaires with all these fancy homes all along the coast. If you're a millionaire and you can afford that multi-million-dollar house, then you ought to be able to afford insurance. But they never pay their insurance. Why are we having to pay for millionaires who build on the edge of the coast and then their house falls into the ocean, and yet we're supposed to pay for it? So, and that's the insanity of insurance one way or the other. And citizens insurance, I mean, maybe you can give me a little bit of a lesson myself. Citizens insurance, isn't that a Florida insurance thing? What, citizens, people, the flood insurance,
citizens,
whatever?
Citizens, yeah.
All
that's
the
like
was,
the last
was,
of the – yeah. Yeah, that's the last of the list when you can't get into, like, people getting citizens, but they don't have content. And it's the last of the list. That's the choice. You have no choice. There is no choices here anymore. So I don't know. You know, I in my opinion, it's the people that are moving down here don't have a clue. I would think that they're going to start writing those bills this summer, you know, in August, September, right? They'll start writing some legislation, and we should be pounding them on it. We should be saying we do, you know. I'm sorry, but, you know, you bought a condo in a big, tall building, and then the building collapses. So that whole thing is going to change, too, in these big high-rises, from what I hear. They're going to inspect everybody's place in those buildings, from what I hear. So whether they're going to have individual insurance, I'm not sure. But I know that that's changing. So that's going to be a big wake-up call to people because they can't afford to live in those places anymore. And you're right. Why are we spending the money on the insurance? If you're a billionaire and you build a $150 million house, and it's not my problem. You know, get Lloyd's of London. You know, you can get Lloyd's of London if you want. You're going to pay a lot of money in insurance. But why are we... You know, we're just so messed up now that I don't know how you're going to fix it. I just don't know because somebody said to me, well, it's because you have so many hurricanes. That's not the reason.
They use that as an excuse. They've used that as an excuse, but that isn't the reason.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know how we fix it. I don't know how we fix it. Maybe we don't fix it. I don't know.
Well,
you know, but we have to do something. We can't certainly, I mean, I was thinking, somebody told me, don't even worry about it. Don't get the content. So, you know, I look around my house. you know, when there's a storm, I pack it all up and I take as much as I can, the personal stuff, you know, your jewelry, but I have great books. I maybe want to take them or my clothes. And, you know, then you look around your house, and we live in a throwaway society. Nobody cares about my antiques in this house. So really, am I going to get any value from it? Maybe I should just not have the contents.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
And
I think
you mentioned... you mentioned when that condo in Miami fell to the ground, collapsed.
Yeah.
And I know I've mentioned this on the show before, but nobody really talks about that one. And I wish somebody would go out there and look, because if you go back and check the what was going on right around that time, I don't know whether it was like a day, 1 or 2 days before that, they did that big test off the in the Atlantic Ocean. It wasn't directly off of Miami there, but it was like a little bit north of that area where they did this major, major test in the water. And, I mean, they were showing it. They were really promoting it. All of a sudden, this big old explosion comes up out of the water and everything else and shook the ground. I mean, the camera shook, whatever. It's like, are they thinking there's no chance that had anything to do with shaking the ground underneath that place? And I mean, Florida is known to have sinkholes and things like that. But no, and all of a sudden, I mean, they were talking about that thing collapsed, and then no more report on that one. And I've often thought they actually triggered it. And you know, all these people who care so much about the climate, they don't care about animals. Have you noticed that they don't care about animals?
No.
Because they're talking about all this stuff they're doing with these windmills and stuff in the oceans and in the ground. They're destroying the animals in the ocean. All that noise and whatever is flipping out these animals there. So they might care about the climate, but they definitely don't care about the animals. I mean, these people are just nuts. We've got to stop this stuff. And, you know, talking about Florida here, DeSantis and the solar stuff. I mean, aren't they shutting down some of the nuclear power plants or something? Isn't there some other nonsense he's doing when it comes to energy now, too? Isn't he going the wrong direction?
Yeah, they did the same thing in New Hampshire. Is awful now. They have all that climate change bullshit. Yeah. So he's going down that same road. And SPNL is in on it. You know, they raised the rates this year. You know, what about the people? We suffer. We're suffering. We're in a recession. You have a hurricane. People aren't back in their houses. I mean, I don't know. We don't have enough activists, I don't think. I think that's a big part of the problem. We don't have enough activists. We're not strong enough in Tallahassee to fight it.
Yeah. Well, in Tallahassee, too. And, you know, I want every one of these people in public office. When they're going into those public offices, turn off the air conditioning there. Well, right now, you can't use any air conditioning. Right now, today, you're not allowed to use any air conditioning, which, of course, is what should be done up there in that White House. Just unplug all the AC up there. You people all say take away air conditioning, take away heating and everything else. You go back to living without any of those luxuries. You do it first. Set the example. Yeah, Mr. Biden, let's see you go to Delaware and your other second castle and go out there and unplug the air conditioning and the heat in there. Let's see what you do there. I mean, these people are so two-faced, backstabbing, and idiotic. And why do people listen to them? And, you know, I just want to see all these people who think it's so wonderful. When you have, right now, everybody who thinks Biden is wonderful should have to be forced to turn off their air conditioning right now. You can't use it.
Yeah, well, look at what the governor of New Jersey is going to do. He's going to make sure that you don't have a gas car. They're going to make it.
That, too. It's just so insane.
Can't make it
it's
up.
So insane.
Yeah, it's so stupid. And people are buying into it. And I think what's going to happen here in our country is the same thing that's happening in New York. You're going to have those climate change hippies, you know, sitting in the middle of the streets where it's going to get ugly. That's what I think is going to happen. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't know.
Well, right now they got that, and we got the transgender people, nutcases, whatever. I mean, it's so sick. It's disgusting. Now, I don't know if you were hearing us talk a little bit earlier about Trump and the Fox debate coming up, Fox News debate.
Yeah, I listened. Yeah, I did hear it.
Yep. So what are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on DeSantis? What's the other updates on DeSantis? Because I mentioned
Here's what went on. So Governor Youngkin from Virginia went up to the Hamptons meet with some of the donors. The one guy that used to work for Trump, I can't think of his name right now, Stuart, older man. They brought Youngkin in because they were ditching DeSantis. Now, Youngkin, Governor Youngkin, according to Chris Wright last night, and I looked into it. First of all, he was the CEO of the Carlyle Group. So he's a globalist. He's an establishment. Has he done some good stuff in Virginia? Yeah. He's very religious, but that doesn't mean anything. He's made a ton of money. He can't be trusted if those people are looking for him. DeSantis, they've dumped DeSantis. He's still out there. Now, apparently, he hired somebody that's not pro-life, that's like a lefty woke person for the campaign. I read that this morning. So I think the party is just so corrupt, it makes me ill. I just think it's at every level. The Florida Republican Party is corrupt. These counties, you know, in some counties, they're corrupt. I mean, it's just corruption everywhere. They don't care about us. It's all about money and power. And I don't think Trump is going to do the debate. I'm with Steve Bannon. He's not going to do that debate. Why should he? They're setting him up. That's the Murdochs and all those. Yeah.
Well, that's what I said. He shouldn't do it. I think he should have his own separate event. Opposite time, whatever they're doing there, have his own event where people, he just strictly answers questions. Have it be either he gets a feed from what their questions are on the debate side and he gives his own answer to what the question is, or people submit questions to him, say, you know, do something like that, which would be real information. It wouldn't be all twisted and mangled like these debates are anyway. And it would serve two purposes. One, it'd let him actually answer the question completely and that kind of stuff. But the other would be two, it would be a major, major draw against Fox News with all the crap that they've done, including Paul Ryan and company. I think it would be a really, really neat thing for him to do. Go ahead and have an event opposite of the Fox News one.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens to the viewership of Fox News and that kind of stuff. So anyway, if you know anybody in the Trump campaign and can put that idea in front of them, it would make an awful lot of sense to do it. And it wouldn't really cost him anything. He'd be doing the same stuff he does anyway as far as having an event someplace. So it wouldn't really cost him anything. And it could sure be a major blow to those other candidates who did show up and the Fox News who have played some
of the
games.
You know, the thing is, we're getting to see it all in the light. So people now, I think, are waking up that the party is corrupt.
Yep.
You sit on a precinct, right? You're a precinct committee person. You know, can you make a difference when you sit on the committee? I don't know anymore. I don't sit on the committee because I tried it for all those years and we couldn't make a difference. So,
yep.
You know, you have to really take over the whole party. The whole party has to be taken over. That's the problem.
Yeah, and I was starting to ask Karen about this other group. I think it's called Florida Republican Assembly or something like that. I'm trying to remember what the name of this other one is.
Yeah, the Assembly. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, aren't they supposed to be the Republicans that are supposed to be doing the right thing compared to this insanity of the corruption of the RNC or the way it's operating today? What's happening with that? Anything?
He's making some really good progress. What is his name? Lou Marin.
Sounds like we have a dog involved in this, too.
Yeah,
the dog doesn't like Republicans either.
Jackson. Jackson. Oh, my gosh. I think that hold on for a minute. Hey, let me go. Okay, let me look. What are you doing? Stop.
I totally agree. The dog is barking at the Republicans. Get out of here. Go away.
Yeah, he doesn't like him either. He doesn't like him. Yeah, he knows. His name is Andrew Jackson Bannon. I named him after Andrew Jackson, and then his last name is Bannon after Steve Bannon in 2016. So he's on Twitter with a Trump shirt on, and I told Steve that he's that's his godson. So I mean, you know,
funny.
I don't know. I'm just so disgusted with it all. I get up in the morning and I think, why am I doing this? You know, but we have to. We can't quit. We have to keep it going. Just the way it is.
Yeah.
And we hope that more
you
people
can't give
up.
Giving up is what they want. There's nothing easier to give up. And without a doubt, one of the most difficult things is to re-educate people who have been totally brainwashed over the years for this stuff. It's one of the most difficult. And how many party loyalists are still out there? It's like, at what point are you going to realize neither party is representing you? They've got their own agenda,
nope.
And neither of the agenda on either side, it's a uniparty. It's not for us. It's not for the people. You know, it's not accepted. Except the fact, and it was kind of interesting. I was watching a little bit of history on the Founding Fathers and seeing the different things that they went through, and it's like, this. You have to understand the nature of the beast. The humans, the nature of greed, evilness and greed and power, It's really a sick thing. If you don't have any kind of faith, if you don't have any core beliefs and whatever else, you know, and that's what they've done. They've done everything to destroy the family, destroy the culture. People have no values. So killing somebody is really not that big of a deal to them. This is the other thing. And I mentioned this at the very beginning, and if you've got any info on this one too, this I think was Laura Loomer was talking about it too. DeSantis and the child predator stuff, is there any truth to that? I mean, that sounded a little bit far-fetched to me. That one sounded to an extreme.
What did you say, the predator?
DeSantis has been lenient or not very restrictive or not really taking a hard stand against child predators. Something to do with law enforcement with him that he doesn't seem to be aggressive in stopping child predator stuff, and I thought that didn't sound right to me, but this is one of the things I think she had put out there. Do you have any idea what that's about?
No, I don't, but I mean, I don't know. No, the child trafficking thing Trump was doing, you know, that they got rid of that in the Biden administration. They stopped it. I don't know why DeSantis is not more involved in it. I don't know why. You know, he certainly seems to go after Disney, and we know that they're trafficked at Disney. We know that.
Yeah.
We know they get groomed at Disney, you know. But how are you going to stop it? You're not going to stop it. You know, it's like somebody said the other day. I think what's going to happen is as we get closer, if we don't get Trump in and things really don't change, we're going to have two countries. That's what's going to end up happening.
Yep, we've actually talked a little bit about that on here before, and then whether it would be two countries or possibly even three, and try to figure out when you have California and New York on opposite sides, how would this be dividing? How would we actually set up where would be the lines of this? Because I tend to agree that we probably are going to have two different countries. There's going to be the socialist United States, socialist / communist United States, and then there's going to be the liberty states or something.
Yeah, well, we have nothing in common with them, Sally. Why do we even want to be part of it anymore? The Republic is, I mean, the idea that in one swoop, the commie in the White House is going to tell us that we can't have a gas stove, you can't have a gas water heater. I mean, you know, this is where I would say, DeSantis, when you come back from your little tour that you've been doing and raising all that money, are you going to stand up against that bullshit? I have a propane tank in my yard. I'd like to know what's he going to do about that? Because it all comes down to the 10th Amendment. It all comes down to that. And I do believe that there's no turning back. We're not going to have anything in common with California. That's just my opinion.
Amen
we don't
to
have
that.
Anything in common. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It's just frustrating and disgusting. Again, that's open mic night. Nathan, if you're out there and you want to jump in here, I haven't seen you raise your hand yet. And I know you're such a fan of the Republican Party. You might want to give us some of your comments on the Republican Party as well. And whatever else you might think about on the Florida insurance, you're a Florida person too, what's going on with this stuff. It's disheartening. It's frustrating and depressing, and it's all because we were the the decent people, and I'll say decent, good, whatever you want to call it, we allowed ourselves to be taken over. We allowed it. We said we want everybody to have rights. And, you know, everything that, with the transgender stuff, I'm going to be out there and just, I'm going to keep saying it. The transgender is nothing, if you want to call anything a cult, you could call that stuff a cult.
Yeah.
What they're doing has nothing to do with nature, natural law. It's not normal. It's a mental illness. If you're doing that, it is a mental, you've got something wrong. You're confused. And just because somebody claiming to be a doctor of some sort or whatever, it's like, well, no, this is normal. It's not normal. Sorry, it is not normal. No more than anorexia is normal. Starving yourself to death is not a normal thing to do. And changing your sex is not a normal thing to do. The only reason the majority of reason people do this is because they've been brainwashed into thinking something crazy. I mean, because a girl wants to, the sister wants to play ball with the guys, her brothers, and doesn't want to sit home alone, doesn't mean she wants to be a boy. That is just so stupid. It's so evil. And they're destroying the race. This is definitely part of the depopulation. You think of how many people are because of what's happened between the pandemic and all this transgender nonsense, all these vaccines they've been pumping into people, this is their way of depopulating the planet, which, by the way, I'm curious if anybody else out there heard this, and you know, Cindy, you. It was about a week ago, maybe a little over a week ago, when I was still, before my internet and everything all got disconnected. It was our good friend VP Harris out there saying something about, and I don't even know what the event was, something about, you know, the electric cars and this are all so good, and everything's going to be getting better. And then with depopulation too, she actually said the word depopulation.
Right.
I don't
know
what she was, what her point was there. Yeah. Now, how many people didn't hear that, and I know I never heard it on any other media, this one clip I saw her saying this, depopulation. Did anybody catch that? She's out there promoting depopulation. Well, does she want to help depopulate by taking a few more jabs herself and doing something? I think the planet would be a better place without her genius, if you want to call it that, on it. Not that I would wish any harm to anyone. But if you're talking about depopulation, and then, good old Bill Gates out there. What is Bill Gates going out there building a nuclear power plant? Is it in Wyoming? He's building a nuclear power plant?
I don't know why the people in the States don't. I mean, is Wyoming a conservative state? Why are you allowing Bill Gates to do anything in your state? You know, why is Bill Gates going down there to the Keys and spraying the mosquitoes? You know, I don't even understand this. Like, it's all about the money.
It's money, money, money. It, you know, I mean, all my life I'd always heard greed is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
And
right.
The money and the power together. Money definitely gives you power. The power gives you more money. And this is what is so sick to me is some of these things I see happening in these states, which includes Florida, selling are the farmers being pushed to the point where they have no choice, that they either lose everything they have and walk away broke, or they're forced into selling the stuff to them, and because they, of course, they offer an enormous amount of money, too. At what point do we as a society, supposedly a Judeo-Christian society, religious people, at what point do we say life has more value than the money? When are we gonna get to that point? Or are we truly, the human condition is hopeless? The money is already out there. The human condition's out there. The ones who have the money, and of course, this is the part that's so, I don't know if the word comical is correct, but when you talk to Democrats, like, well, you don't like rich people, but God, look at all these rich people who are supporting you. When was the last time a Democrat rejected money from Bill Gates or George Soros and company?
Yeah,
explain this to me, people. Explain it. Because I don't see the logic.
They don't. They don't. You know, Rush Limbaugh's house sold for $150 million. and my friend was in it 2 days ago. I don't know how she got in it, but she did. They're tearing it down. That'll tell you how much money is coming to Florida. They're tearing the house down. $150 million. They're starting over.
Yeah,
so,
and this was Russia's house.
You know, I believe I'm with Steve Bannon now. You know, this whole thing, you know, the Republicans, oh, we don't want to raise taxes. Yeah, okay. Well, you're screwing the middle class every day, and you have been for so long that we are no longer the middle class. I do think that I like Steve Bannon's idea, and I think we should tax the rich, the very wealthy. I think these corporations are getting away with not paying taxes. I mean, Jeff Bezos, come on. Tax them. You know what? They have enough money, they could fix San Francisco if they wanted to and get all those people off the streets, but they won't do it.
Yeah, well, all you got to do is look at Nancy Pelosi's mansion right around the corner.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It is.
Terrible.
And when was the last time you actually saw Nancy Pelosi doing anything to help her community in San Francisco? I've never seen her do it. Never.
Oh, and they continue to vote for him, which is really crazy. Why are they voting for him?
But when it goes to that kind of stuff, I think it's a small elite people who truly vote, because most of those people in the streets, I don't think vote for anybody. I don't think they're the ones voting kind of thing. So, and then right now, and even, I guess even if they did, well, wait a minute, we're going to let them all stay in these apartments. So all these high-rise apartments have gone down the tubes. We're going to put them in there, and we're going to get government money to pay for it. I guess. I don't know. It's all very, very sick. It's
yeah,
evil.
They get a tax write. Look at the 30-year tax write-off for the low-income housing they did in Florida. You're a developer.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay taxes for 30 years.
Yeah. And the Community Reinvestment Act. The stupid Community Reinvestment
yeah.
Act.
Uh-huh.
That's another.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get the government we deserve in the sense that, well, many, not all of us, many just sitting there on the sidelines, and as long as they get that paycheck and whatever else and they're watching a Super Bowl game, they're just content to sit there and do nothing else about it and just ignore it. But I tell you, time is going to come. These younger people who are so addicted to their technology, I just want to see what happens when all of a sudden they're told, no, you can't go there. You don't have access to the internet.
Yep.
Go ahead.
That's going to be something else. Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Scary. But they are addicted. I mean, now they were talking about they already have the eye thing now, which is going to go into Whole Foods. You can eye scan all the stuff, and then people are going to go along with it. Of course they're going to go along with it. You know,
go ahead.
No, until they realize that when they take total control over your money and everything that you do, because you put the chip in your hand, I think that's when they'll wake up, but it's going to be too late by then. Because it's a resistance. We have to resist it. Yeah.
That is the sad part. It's going to be, here, we've been warning you, and you keep saying, oh, no, that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
The conspiracy theory, it's never
going to
happen. It's happening. And it's all going to, the rug is going to be pulled out from under you all at once, and all these things that have all been put in place. Digital currency is not a debit card, people. Please understand that. If you know anybody who thinks they like digital currency, ask them what it is. Ask them how control it is. Ask them what's it going to be like with digital currency. And what are you going to do when you want to go buy something? And it says, oh, no, you've already bought enough alcohol and you've bought enough gas for this week, so you're not
That's
going
right.
anywhere.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I think it's crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what? People do it because out of convenience. They're too lazy to go in and put a couple dollars in their wallet.
That'll be true, too, but, you know, while that might be some people, there's going to be the ones that are all brainwashed. Well, it's going to be so much safer. This way you don't have to worry about anyone stealing it from you, except the government. But they're going to act like this is so much more convenient. Look, you'll have access to it, right? Just like this. You never have to go to the bank, and you don't have to worry about somebody stealing it. Of course, if they steal your card, well, who knows. But if you have that chip in your hand, well, you know. all these other things that will be part of this program. And it's like, do you not understand what they're doing to your rights? Which, by the way, I haven't heard hardly anything about the Patriot Act. It was Florida Representative Stubbe who was out there trying to get the Patriot Act sunset to stop or block the renewal or get rid of the Patriot Act. I haven't heard hardly anything on that, and I don't think I even actually heard that on Steve Bannon or anything. Have you heard much more on that one?
No, I haven't heard a thing.
Okay, I think we have someone who's ready to share what they're thinking. Let's go out here. I believe this is Pat. Let's see if we can get that mic open. Hello, Pat. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Yep. Hanging in there, trying to keep fighting one day at a time, trying to survive all this crazy insanity.
Yeah, very interesting show. A couple of comments. I heard a comment about, you know, raising the taxes on the rich. Well, the rich, I don't think that will work, at least not in that respect, because they'll only pass it on to the consumer at one point or another. You got to give them some sort of incentive, right? We'll give you some sort of a tax break or put you in a certain bracket or whatever, you know, providing that you're more competitive. Just raising it to them. You raise McDonald's, for example. You think they're not going to raise their cheeseburger, right? You think they're not going to lay off, right? Or whoever, right? They'll start laying off in companies or whatever. They'll always try to make up the difference. So I don't know that that's the answer. Of course, the answer, what we're doing today is not the answer either. You know, paying no taxes or little taxes, that's not fair either. There's got to be a way to get them to pay a balance, you know, a fair balance of the taxes. And I don't think just taxing them outright is the way.
Let me throw one thing in there real quick because this is a good point. I'm in favor of the, I'll call it a national sales tax. I don't know if that's the right word for it or the flat tax, whatever. There, you know, if you go out there and based on the item, like food and necessities, the essentials, if you will, the stuff you really need, either no tax or tax at a minimum. Like in Florida, they don't tax regular groceries. They do tax soft drinks and beer and stuff or whatever else, but there it's a level there. But I think putting it at the purchase, a sales tax type thing, say what, you know what, if you can afford a $200,000 car, you're going to pay a higher tax. The rich would automatically pay the higher tax automatically because they can buy more stuff. That's kind of my idea, so that makes any sense to anybody. But back
well,
to
that's
that.
Hitting. That's a great point, and that's hitting the rich person. You know, someone is buying an item. I was talking more about you know the corporations and big business.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right. Right, if someone could afford a $200,000 car or whatever, absolutely. There was a lot of talk about a flat tax. I think even Reagan talked about it at one point back in the day. I think it was Reagan. I might be wrong. But there's been talk on and off about that, and it would be certainly fair, you know. I don't know about Florida, but in New Jersey, certain counties have a lower tax rate than others due to, you know, population and, you know, poverty rate and so how they rate that. In fact, in some counties, it's actually half. So, you know, you can shop over in the next county and get a break. But anyway, I think that's a great point.
Well, what do you think about a Trump-Kennedy ticket?
Well, it'd be Trump-Kennedy. It would never be Kennedy. Trump wouldn't do it. He wouldn't be vice president.
That's true. Good correction.
Yeah, that'd be a step down for him. But, yeah, it would be interesting. It really would be. It really, truly would be, you know? And it might be unbeatable. You'd get some sanity in both parties. Some sanity. Because they're all nuts.
Yeah.
I certainly agree that they're all corrupt, just about. I mean, both parties, shameful, you know. It's just really getting, and it's getting worse every day, so no doubt about that. But, yeah, I heard you mention that before, and that would be really, really interesting.
I think it would be revolutionary. You want to talk about a revolution? Yeah. Have a revolution at the ballot box like that. That would definitely be something different. And I don't agree with either one of them 100%. So, I mean, I definitely don't agree with what Trump did with COVID, and I give him a lot of leeway that he didn't know and whatever else, but, you know, but Kennedy definitely knew what was going on there, and he's been right on that stuff, and so I don't know. I think it would be an interesting, a winning combination, because you would have so many things that they really do share a lot of common opinion on certain key issues, like the immigration, the fossil fuels. Kennedy doesn't want to stop fossil fuels either, and this kind of stuff. So I believe there's actually a fair amount of stuff in common, and then you bring these others. When it comes to climate change, well, I mean, what exactly is Kennedy? I've heard a lot about him, and I was talking about this a little bit earlier, that he supports protecting the environment and not trashing it, not polluting all the rivers. And how many people don't agree with that? I mean, that cleaning up the river isn't the same as saying global warming and we're all gonna die and we have to have solar. We can't have a gas stove anymore because we're gonna. What I mean, it's just not the same, as I see it. But maybe I'm missing something with what Kennedy's message is on that stuff.
Well, I'll say this. Yeah, obviously going too far. I am all favor of electric car once it's perfected. It is not even close, I don't think. I mean, you can't really go that far. You've got an electrical grid that, I mean, you know, depending on where you live, there's a lot of brownouts and blackouts. And, you know, they're very expensive. Even the charging system is expensive. It's like $2,500. You need a 220 line if you really want to give it a good charge. Yeah, I know a person or two that have electric cars, and they're okay for short trips, but you ain't going anywhere far. So they use it as a second car. Okay. But we're not there yet to start, claiming that by certain dates we're not going to do this or we're not going to do that, and certainly overdoing it with gas stoves, which has me worried because I don't like electric stoves. I'd certainly prefer a gas stove, but I'm for a clean environment. I'm for clean air. I know cars pollute, amongst other things, but let's go nice and easy. We'll get there. They do this climate scare. It's just a scare to get you to, you know, it's all it is a scare. And when they say, oh, look how hot it is. Well, I don't know. I was a kid 40, 50 years ago. It was hit 100 in New Jersey or whatever. I mean, you know, we're going to have a hot week this week. I don't know, no different 40, 50 years ago. I don't know. I mean, every time there's a little variation in the weather, they blame climate change. I think it's ridiculous. I don't think they have the evidence just yet, my opinion, from what I've read.
No, anything to do with this climate stuff has never been about the truth, not about the real science. That's definitely the case on that stuff.
They all have an agenda. Yeah, the Democrats claim we're for the little people, really? Well, right now, I'm laughing because all the prices are, and people are jumping on the bandwagon with this inflation. Well, I had to raise the prices because of inflation. So really people are, certain people, certain companies and businesses are making more than ever. Okay, that's number one. There's definitely gouging, right? And then, if you have money, right, and you put it in the bank, I mean, look at the banking rates. Right, pretty good, right? So poor people can't put money in. Even the average person has struggle saving with all the credit card debt. So who's really benefiting from these higher rates? So they're just all full of crap. Just think about it, right? You're paying more for gas, you're paying more for electric, and you think there's no gouging in there? There's people, inflation or whatever. So they're not helping the little guy. They're hurting the little guy more than ever. Go to the grocery store. Holy cow. I'm telling you, every week is an adventure. It's, I can't believe my eyes. It's amazing.
And Biden's acting like everything's all hunky-dory, but then again, we know he doesn't truly know. But we were talking about the electric cars. It was just recently, wasn't it? Probably California, but who knows where. Someone was saying, don't recharge your cars during the heat or something. That's the other insanity. It's like, even if you're able to take time to sit there and charge a car along the way, whatever, now there's no infrastructure to support that. But now they're saying, no. So if you're in California, you have to have an electric car. However, you're only allowed to charge a car when it's insane. And I just,
what
again,
if you're
wish these people.
In an apartment? I mean, you know, for a homeowner, great. All right, put it in my garage. I'll charge it overnight. Forgetting about the time limit for a second. But what if you live in an apartment? What do you do? What are you going to sit hours at a charging station? Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's not 10 minutes. It's not like getting – they've got to perfect it where it's like getting gas, right? Maybe swap out the battery. Maybe it's a tray, you know, a tray of batteries or something that gets swapped when you go to the Phillips, the station. Instead of filling up with gas, they swap a battery pack if they can ever get that kind of technology. You know what I'm saying? Then you say, okay,
yeah.
Oh, all right, I go another 300 miles. That's cool. You know, but not the way they've got it. It's ridiculous. I go to Maine quite often, and there's a Tesla. One of the rest stops in Connecticut on Route 15, there's a couple of Tesla pumps, and you see people just hanging out there. And I was talking to one of the guys. Oh, yeah, it could take quite a bit of time, you know, to charge. It's not 10 minutes. It's not 15 minutes. Not an hour. You know, depends. You know, and so you got to get home, right? Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, it's not perfect.
Well, it definitely isn't. And the charging stations run off of fossil fuel, which I think is really funny. It's like, okay, so you're going to do it. I've seen the stations that they have the signs on that. And then something just happened. Wasn't there something with some of the Tulsas being recalled or something? Was there something just recent on this?
I didn't hear it, but certainly temperature affects batteries, right? So you'll get less of a charge, I think, in the winter. I don't know if it's the winter or the summer, but depending on where you live, of course. Probably in Florida is probably not so bad, but, you know, it gets really cold here in the north. And I think it's the winter that plus you got to put your heater on, right, in the car. That takes from the battery, right? Any device, you put your windshield wipers on, I mean, that wouldn't take a lot, but, you know, it all takes its toll. Then there's a thing about AM radio. They don't want to put AM radios. They don't want you to listen to conservative talk radio. but that's another story.
Then there's
the batteries,
totally opposite
of the free
market.
The batteries. Well, you got to get. I mean, they don't last forever, right? A few years. Forget the expense for a second. You talk about pollution. How do you get rid of these things, right? So they haven't figured it out. Am I for it?
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I think they figured it out. It's called Agenda 21. They've been doing that to us since.
Yeah.
This is a crazy story. My husband had a friend who was a boat captain. He got him a job. They've been friends through the year. He got divorced. He married a Canadian woman. Really nice person. I never met her in person, but Richie died, and I'm friends with her. You know what she did for a living? She worked for the Canadian government. She actually went with Maurice Strong, who wrote UN Agenda 21 that George Bush signed into sustainable development, and she traveled around the world with him. He fled to China, and that's what we have. We have depopulation of the earth. They're using global warming as a scam to get it done, to control every part of our life. And it's going to happen. Look at Maine. Maine is done because they signed on to it all up there. Every little town has signed on to it, including, and, you know, it's no surprise. I mean, Rockefeller lived there. I mean, you know, when you start looking into it, you go into those towns and you look at the government websites, they're all on board with it. City of Stewart, right down here where I live, same thing. So they've been doing this to us forever. I remember when I first got involved, we sent a FedEx package to Rush Limbaugh 2 times. He lives in Palm Beach. And I said, if you really want to help us, Rush, why don't you talk about this? Why aren't you talking? Why isn't anybody talking about it? Glenn Beck tried to talk about it. They threw him off of Fox because that is the enemy within. They have managed to do that from the local on up. And how do they get it done? They do it with the planners. They bring it all in. It's money, it's power, and control. And they're finding out now over in Europe just how detriment these policies are. Electric cars are never going to work because, I'm sorry, you have a family. Well, excuse, they don't want you to have a family. They don't want you to have kids. But if you have a family of five, how are you getting those kids? How are you going to get them all in that little electric car? Well, that's why you're not going to leave, because you've got to live within the urban boundary and live in your little apartment, and the food will be there for you. You can't leave the 15-minute city, which, by the way, will be West Palm Beach. West Palm Beach is on its way to be a 15-minute city, and that is what Deborah told me, and she is the one that worked for Maurice Strong. And she does believe that there is climate change, so I have to be careful what I say, but I'm like, no way. So I don't blame anybody but the politicians. I blame people who do not want to wake up and do the work in their towns, and we've adopted it all over the country. It's really critical now, because now they're getting to close it. They're going to close it. You know, they did this. Think about it. How long ago? I'm thinking 20 years, 25 years. When was George H. Bush in office? He's the one that signed the Earth Charter or whatever that was when he went down to Rio de Janeiro. He brought it in. Then they put in sustainable development. Well, that was with Bill Clinton. So we're talking years, and they've done this right in the light of day. But they did it sneakily, you know. They make it look sound so wonderful, you know, so the town commissioners think it's really good. You know, we want to help you so you can get a grant, and, you know, you won't have that many cars on your main street, and we want – it's just – I'm disgusted with it all, because I don't hear anybody talking about it. I am so sick of hearing about the Republicans. You know, the Republicans have done this to us. And I know I'm sick of it. I'm sick of them. They've done nothing to help us. Nothing.
Yeah.
And you know what they're doing right now? They're raising money off the back of Trump. That's what they're doing. And then they'll throw him under the bus.
The evilness of the greed. Real quick, before we go any further, I do see one other caller out there. I'll get to you in just a second. But I'm getting some messages in the chat that people are trying to call in and they can't get through. You know, we've got people in the queue right now, but it shouldn't be overloaded. There should be room. I don't know why it's not letting you through. I was trying to update the show earlier, and the Blog Talk wasn't letting me update the show. Obviously, I paid the bill, or we wouldn't be here talking. So I don't really know what's going on with Blog Talk. Why it's not letting extra people through? It's kind of weird. I'm hearing an echo in the background. The other thing, just to put it out there, two things that were mentioned in the Fed. Ending the Federal Reserve is a big issue. Most people don't know enough about that, which of course is where the central bank is all about. And then the other was, how are they going to build electric cars and everything else when there's no electricity? Which that's not the exact, but anyway, which I always thought was really interesting. It's like, okay, you're not going to build anything either. They are really depleting us of everything. They're depleting us of food, energy, any kind of quality of life. There is no free market because they have totally taken over the market. They are controlling every aspect of it. So it's all very, very strange. And, again, I apologize. I can't tell you why you're not able to call in. I'll go back. Pat, we do have one other caller out there, but I want to go back to Pat because some of the stuff that Cindy was just saying or any other comments, it's really crazy. And between Maine and New Jersey, I mean, you must see quite a bit of difference between those two cultures, even though Maine, as Cindy was saying, seems to have jumped on board with everything with Agenda 21. What's the difference of life in those two states?
Well, I really love Maine, and, you know, I think, you know, I'm not really that tied to it politically at this point. You know, I don't even spend half the year there, but I do bounce back and forth. I don't follow everything there. You know, this stuff that's going on in Jersey is just unbelievable, you know, as was mentioned before. But if you have another caller, please let's let them in and, you know, see what they have to say.
Okay, let's 1111. It's either going to be Sarge or John Doe or New Orleans? Brother Warren, who has joined the call tonight?
Well, greetings. This is Brother Warren, host of New Orleans Wake Up, the hottest show on the Blog Talk platform, and happy to be here to share my opinion and thoughts with you, Sally.
Okay.
I was listening to your earlier guest you usually have on, where she was talking about the steel-laced buoys that are thrown into the river, the Rio Grande River, by the Texas officials. And I just think that's just so inhumane to treat people that way. And what I see happening in this country, particularly with a particular political ideological spectrum, I see a lot of cruel disposition and meanness that is being taken as a part of an identity. You know, the Texas governor signed some sort of order preventing water breaks. People from, and I assume it's state workers, I guess, from taking water breaks, you know. And I'm just reading all of these cruel, inhumane things that people who identify as Republicans are doing in these various states. And I don't see where that's God-like. I don't see where that's Christian. And these people going to have to answer to God for using their authority / power to inflict harm on other people. And I just think it's just cruel. And another thing, too,
well,
Sally, you know, a lot of this.
Let me mention one thing real quick. When it comes to the water buoy thing, if you don't illegally try to cross the river, you won't have a problem. If you're going to try to illegally cross the river into the country, then there's a means to stop you. So just do what you're supposed to, follow the law, and you won't have a problem. But for some reason, people don't like that idea. Why is it bad to follow the law?
Well, I think that that doesn't give one justification to set up a trap such that one can hurt him or herself. You know, I don't see where that's justified. And another thing happening with a lot of the females in these detention centers, I was looking at a story the other day, they're raping and sexually assaulting. And not only the law enforcement component of Border Patrol, but even doctors, upon examining these girls and young women, are sexually molesting them. This is what American culture has turned into, because we don't like people who are fleeing from their countries, mostly from circumstances that this government has instigated. So I just don't buy
legally.
Into it.
There's legal ways to do it. There's a legal way to do it. If you can't do it,
you have tens of thousands of Ukrainians have come into this country and are being given comfort and shelter, and nobody's complaining or saying anything.
Well, first off, I am complaining, so don't put me in that category.
We know why there's a disparity in the treatment between the Ukrainians coming in as opposed to the people coming in south of the border.
Like I said, I don't support either one of them, so you're talking to the wrong person there. But, you know, whether entering legally versus illegal, there is a big difference. I don't support all the H-1B visas that take away the IT jobs from people, just like what Disney did to a bunch of IT workers a few years ago. They brought in all the cheap labor legally. They did it legally. Said, okay, you can come in. We'll pay you half the price, and we're going to have this American IT worker train you to do their job. And if they don't train you, we will take away their package that they were going to get when they leave. So and if they say anything about it, then they will lose their package that we're going to leave when we lay them off, when we replace them with you. So this is what they do, and this is real. I was there. It was a Florida lawsuit that went up to the Supreme Court, made it all the way up there. But because Disney is its own entity, they had the right to trash Americans on behalf of cheap, illegal labor.
Well, let me go to my second point.
Okay, we do have one other call, so, okay.
My last point in. Okay. Now, I don't vote Republican. I don't vote Democrat. If I vote, I'll vote the Green Party. But you all watch for Tim Scott. Watch the black guy. Watch how he slowly creeps up to credibility as a running mate with Trump or as the nominee. See, you all are so, and this is everybody. Everybody is so distracted by Trump, that you're not watching. Because, you know, Tim Scott has probably, after Trump, has the most money in the campaign. Now, I don't like Tim Scott. I don't believe in conservatism and any of that stuff. But I'm just saying, I hear you guys analyze this, but you don't say nothing about Tim Scott. And I believe he's going to surprise all of you.
Yeah. Well, and when it comes to Tim Scott, I think anybody who's watching him sees he's got another game plan. He isn't. I don't think he seriously thinks he's going to be elected the president of the United States in this next one, but he is trying to go out there and advertise his resume and whatever else, whatever. I saw him with the Tucker Carlson thing. I thought his interview with Tucker Carlson, I thought, was ridiculous. And I mean, I don't have – he plays
but,
games.
But look at the strategy,
Sally.
Look at the strategy. The Republican Party has a deficit. Its deficit is with non-white voters. And so they're going to need Tim Scott to draw just enough black votes over to the Republican Party to win that election. I'm telling y'all, y'all watching the wrong thing. Y'all so distracted.
Well, Carrie Lake could be the VP, but I'm still sticking with Robert Kennedy. I want Robert Kennedy to be his running mate. So that's who I'm going for.
Now they're
going to
destroy the Democrats. Democrats are going to destroy him. They're going to destroy him. But why
Well,
Cornel
that's
West?
Exactly the point. You're
yeah,
making my
yeah.
case. The Republicans are trying to destroy Trump. The Democrats are trying to destroy Kennedy. That is why.
And they're
going to
jump on Cornel West as well.
There's a winning combination there because it's both of the evilness and the corruption of the parties that's playing the games with these two individuals. Because the truth is, I mean, anybody with a brain cannot want Biden to be the president again. If you would vote for has anybody ever? In fact, I got one other caller, and I'm going to go to them. So thank you for calling, Brother Warren. But I'm going to go to this other caller. But for those in Florida who have seen Appliance Direct, I don't know if they're nationwide or not. I just know I've seen them. And it's an Asian guy, and he makes a joke about a wacky nunu and all this other stuff. And he's the big deal on selling appliances cheap. And he says, if you didn't buy here, you paid too much. Well, I think there's going to be we're going to come up with a campaign. If you voted for Biden, you paid too much because we are all paying a very big price. If you voted for Biden, you paid too much. He's just crazy. But anyway, let me go with this other caller and another hidden ID. So it could be John Doe or it could be Sergeant or it could be somebody else. Please let us know your first name.
Tell me, Sally, who would you like it to be?
I want it to be the real person. Sounds like Sarge, I think. It's been a while.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess I'll just have to do for now whomever you might wish it to be. But it is good to hear from you, Sally, and it's certainly good to hear all of what I've heard tonight from Cindy and Karen. Well, actually not so Karen because she's anything but a Karen, but I mean at least philosophically. But she certainly had a lot to say. It was great. I mean, it's been a very interesting show. But, you know, having actually laid strands of razor wire, and I suspect that's what's hanging underneath those buoys in the Rio Grande, having laid quite a bit of it, you know, in order to, you know, set up defensive perimeters, I'm aware that it's quite capable of inflicting very nasty wounds. It is, especially if you get tangled up in it. But you know what, to me, is infinitely more cruel than that razor wire just sitting there that will not even begin to harm you if you do not approach it, and that is anyone who would enable human trafficking to the tune of at least 85 to 86,000 children completely gone missing, and we don't know where they are, when we have complete indications of cartels that are running human beings repeatedly for purposes of sex trafficking and child slave labor, not 150 years ago, not 170 years ago, but right now as we speak. And we literally have millions of people in the most cruel fashion turning a blind eye to it, and I think that is more cruel than any strand of concertina wire could ever possibly be.
Amen to that, and as I said before, just like you said, if you don't illegally cross the river, you won't have a problem. But, you know, we totally, for whatever crazy reason, the left or whoever they are, the other who want to support an open border, they don't care about all these crimes against humanity. Somehow sex trafficking and all this abuse, the rape and everything. I mean, they give these women rape kits. I mean, come on. They're the sex kits. You're going on this trip, you're going to get raped, okay? That's all there is to it. So they're doing this stuff. It's so evil. And then the people who die on the trip, they can't survive the trip. And somehow that's okay. I don't understand the logic at all. We have this thing called legal immigration. Follow the legal process. That's all there is to it. If
you know, Sally.
So simple.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and finish up.
No, I'm just saying it's so simple. Let's follow the law and have legal immigration. That's all there is to it.
Well, you know, Sally, I had a buddy who has a farm in Sonora, Texas, and I went down there to help him. Like back in 2000, the problem was nowhere near the magnitude it is now. He was a colleague of mine at work, and, you know, when he retired, he went down and he got a ranch. He had about a couple hundred acres of land, and, you know, it wasn't a huge ranch. It was definitely a good-sized ranch, and he was having a lot of trouble back then with illegals crossing the property, destroying his livestock, messing up his fences, possibly engaged in various other kinds of criminal activity and damage to his property and machinery and things like that. So I was going to take vacation. What came down, I understand? We found, in the 3 weeks I was there, we found two dead immigrants who had just died of exposure or lack of water or disease. We don't know exactly what killed them. Call the medical examiner to come in and pick them up.
How many did you shoot and kill,
I tell you what, sir. When you listen to my entire comment, then I will tell you exactly. I will tell you exactly what I did, okay? Just hold your horses and be patient. I'll get to you in a moment. But anyway, we found two dead people down there who had died because they were desperately trying to enter other than a legal port of entry, which is where every single asylee under existing law is supposed to apply for asylum. They are supposed to apply for asylum there because that is the law. Now, we have a bunch of lawless people, beginning with the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States, the most lawless of all, who is enabling this, along with the human slavery, the human trafficking, the rape trees, and everything else. And for me, that is the greatest shame and the cruelest thing of all. To say nothing to the destabilization of the country caused by unrequited mass illegal immigration and the enabling of some of the worst criminal cartels on earth.
So I asked you, sir, how many of these migrants did you rape or kill?
How many do you think I should have killed, sir?
Oh, I know. I'm waiting to ask. You answer the question. You know the answer.
All right, I'll answer your question with a question. How many do you think I should have killed?
You need to tell the police, the local police.
As many as I have ammunition for or what? I mean, what do you think? I mean, I had a perfect opportunity to just bushwhack as many illegal aliens as I could. So you think maybe I killed my quota of them? And if so, how many do you think I should have killed?
I'm just waiting to hear your confession.
I mean, we did patrol his land with our firearms because we were at risk there. I mean, he had been at risk before, so we did have our firearms. But I'm just telling you, sir, we didn't use our firearms illegally in any context whatsoever, not under federal law,
a tough guy, huh?
I'm just making it clear. Let me say it again, sir, with your little hyperbole and your little nondescript, throw them off the scent, a meaningless attack. They're imbecilic, sir. You're a little bit better than that when you wish to be, but that was kind of stupid what you just did. What you ought to try to do is muster a reasoned argument, and I will respond to it appropriately. But I think you're really, in the final analysis, incapable of it once you get off your script.
Cindy, was that you?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment because I'd like to add something. It's just no big deal. I think we have to go back and understand that there was a plan that was called the North American Union. And when you go back and you look at the European Union, they opened up the borders. They destroyed their countries. We're watching it now. We're seeing it. That's why Hungary, Viktor Orban, and other countries are saying, no, we're not going to take all of these immigrants in. So what they did was George H. Bush, all of them practically, I don't know about Ronald Reagan, but I can tell you they wanted to do the North American Union. What did it mean? It means they wanted to open up the border between Mexico and Canada, build the super-duper highway, which got stopped because of the little towns in Texas, and they took them to court on eminent domain. But it didn't really stop. What we're watching now is the North American Union. And George W. Bush, by the way, was sitting on a podium with the president of Mexico and Canada, and a Fox News reporter, I don't even know if he's with Fox News anymore, asked them directly, are you moving ahead with the North American Union? And they would not answer. So that's what's going on here. How do you destroy a country? Let me just finish. I want to say one more thing. What's going on in our cities is a disgrace. I don't care about race. I care about people. And we treat our people like dirt. And then we bring all these other people who are treated like dirt maybe in their country. I'm not sure because I've never been to El Salvador. I know what Mexico's like. I don't want to live there. And I understand why people want to come to this country. But this is being done on purpose to destroy America. We have to have borders. And the fact that they wanted to open up the borders completely like they did in Europe is a sin. And they don't care because it's all about money and power and greed. It's on both sides of the aisle. And that's where our problem is. And now we're watching the destruction of our country.
Let me respond to this, Sally.
Sally, one other thing.
Okay, hold on. I have one more caller out there. So let me go ahead and get this caller in because we are running a little bit. We'll try to run over, but right now, because Blog Talk Radio is doing something weird, I don't know if it's going to cut me off in 3 minutes here or not, or whether we're going to get to go to the little bit of overtime here. But I do have a caller, 5658. 5658, can we get your first name, please?
Yes, Tay from Ohio.
I'm sorry, what's the first name?
Tay. I'm the one everybody hates, Brother Warren. Anyway.
I heard Ohio.
We're just talking about the pact, the treaty that was made with Mexico and Canada. That just happened. They just changed the name of it. Joe Biden went down to Mexico, signed that treaty, and it is called DNA, the Declaration of Northern America. We have an open border commitment to Mexico and to Canada.
Yep. Well, it wouldn't surprise me because they started it. I can't say I've heard of that one specifically, but we know this. And then this could all go, but here they want to they talk about impeaching Mayorkas for his Homeland Security stuff he's doing. But he may be totally legal if we've been signing this. But we have a dictator. People have to understand we don't really have presidents anymore. They're dictators. They go out there writing their own executive orders, go out there writing their own laws, go out there doing all this stuff. Very, very little of it is getting stopped. Every now and again you'll have something like the loans or student loan stuff, which is still being fought over. But the point is, we don't really have presidents anymore. We don't have three branches of government. We have a dictator, and we have a couple of houses of Congress that just kind of look at each other. Who knows what they're supposed to do? Don't see much of them. We've got a judicial system, but what is that Supreme Court really doing? I can't figure that one out either. So we are at a point where we've been converted over. It's really a communist country. We really just should start admitting that.
Can I respond to the young lady, Sally?
Okay, you can give a quick response, and then I'm going down the line here because we are running out of time, and we may lose. Like I said, Blog Talk is acting up tonight. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Sally, to the young lady that was speaking, the anger about people crossing the border here and in Europe should be towards the United States foreign policy that tries to make every country bow and bend to it. So these countries like El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, the United States have played a role in overthrowing the government, supporting right-wing dictatorships, because these countries want to be free from the United States control and from NATO or the EU control. So that situation in Europe with the immigrants, that's the wars in Iraq, the wars in Syria, the wars in Afghanistan, the invasion or the bombing of Libya. The U.S. has forced those European countries to take in those migrants. It's the foreign policy of these countries, but the myth of American exceptionalism, that's the problem.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, but Sally, you got to remember one thing about the United States' role in evacuating civilians from Ukraine. Much of it is being done under the auspices of international treaties. The United States is already a signatory to regarding the evacuation of civilians from war zones, and at least, as was supposed to have been in the case of Afghanistan, there is an attempt to fairly, thoroughly, through the United States consulate, vet each and every one of those people they bring to the United States under those treaties. Again, as you pointed out, legally under those treaties, and they are vetted, not like what they're doing right now at the southern border.
Well, what they're doing in Israel right now with the passing of their Supreme Court stuff today. How about that? Everybody wants to back Israel, but they just had Netanyahu just went ahead and told everybody, no, the government's going to take over. We're going to basically tell the Supreme Court what they say doesn't really matter. So now you're really going to see a war in Israel. But yet they laugh in Joe Biden's face, but nobody believes that the Zionists, that they're bad, that they're out to do anything. But and Warren wants to say, well, look, well, you can go over and these people are somehow or another suppressed or affected. You know, it's just, it's amazing. It's been so long, and we've all become so blind to see who the real criminals are in this world. That's sad what happened in Israel today.
Yeah, and, you know, I haven't seen the whole report on it. I was seeing some bits and pieces of it. But you're right. It's we got to pay attention. There is a major, call it a worldwide revolution. Something's going on here. I really just can't even imagine what this world is going to look like in the next, let's say 2 to 5 years. I can't really truly even imagine. At the rate we're going with the United States of America, like I said, we pretty much had a communist takeover already, and most Americans are totally cool with it. As long as they can watch a Super Bowl game and get drunk, they seem to be happy, which goes back to the days of the Colosseum, the Roman Empire, and the Colosseum gets people drunk. We're destroying their economy. We're taking everything down. I see so many similarities of what's happening here, excuse me, as with what happened with the fall of the Roman Empire.
For the record, Sally, I'm really sick of the lies this administration is telling us about that war in Ukraine, and we're perilously close to antagonizing the major nuclear superpower. Well, as far as nuclear weapons goes, they are the major nuclear power in the world in that regard, and we are coming close to imperiling the relationship that we've had ever since the end of the Soviet Union over these lies that this administration repeatedly is telling us about the war in Ukraine. It's got to stop, and I hope to God it stops soon.
There was no real equal relationship between the U.S. and Russia at the fall of the Soviet Union. The U.S. plundered Russia when the fall of the Soviet Union. That's why Putin is so highly regarded today, because he's pulled Russia from under the reins of the United States.
Well, I just heard
those were horrible, times for Russia in
1990.
It was Barack Obama, Victoria Nuland, and the State Department who engineered the Euromaidan protest in 2014 that got rid of the Yanukovych, who was compatible and sympathetic with Russia, and installed Poroshenko, who was pro-European Union and pro-United States. And we literally, Barack Obama, the Obama regime, and that potato head in the White House right now, helped to instill all of this madness going on there right now. They are directly responsible for it.
And Trump
They engineered the coup.
And Trump continued to support the funding of the bio labs in Ukraine.
No, please. That was the CDC and Dr. Fauci,
the
National Institute of Health. There's all kinds of things they were doing off the book.
Believe this. The Russians just said if any boat comes into the Black Sea, they will stop and board it. And if it is carrying any weapons, it will be confiscated. The Ukrainians, with Zelensky the criminal, turn around and say they're going to sink any boat that tries to go through the Black Sea to a Russian port, even if there are civilians on it. Now, how about the Poles, the Polish, stopping and Lithuania blocking the export of Ukrainian wheat? Yet everybody talks about how bad everything going on with Russia and Putin doing. What's he know? They're going to flood their market with the misconception in the start, and they're going to pound that through our media like they've been doing, just like Sarkis. It's a complete lie what they've been telling us.
And in March of 2022, the Russians were ready to sit down and negotiate a ceasefire and or an armistice, and this regime in Washington, D.C. torpedoed it.
Torpedoed all of them.
Okay. Okay, and with that being said, we're going to wrap it up for tonight because, unfortunately, the streaming did get cut at 9 o'clock, which that part is typically does happen. But for some reason, people have not been able to call in to continue listening. I'll have to find out what was going on. Like I say, Blog Talk.
That might be a sign, Sally. That might be a sign of some of the things you say on here might not be good. But anyway, let us not forget
the truth, Lord. No sense in hearing the truth, right? Because you have it. Everything you read.
Let us not forget the U.S.
Okay,
attempt to encircle China,
they're
not going to defeat China.
Good night. Thank you all. I really had a lovely time with you.
Defund Israel. Defund Israel.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. With that being said, okay, we're going to wrap it up there. It's been a little bit of a crazy night, and again, I apologize for last week. Again, it truly was an act of nature, and kind of going to what Brother Warren's saying, maybe someone was telling me not to talk for a week because it was a lightning strike that took out my internet and my landline were both hit by lightning, and it took them a week. It took them until today to fix it, and this was a week ago Sunday when it happened. So I was saying, okay, dear Lord, you're telling me to sit down, calm down, think about a few things. Okay, that's what I'm doing. That was the message.
Sally.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
The guy that was on the Sound of Freedom and to play Jesus in the the movie was that? But he was actually on the cross and he was struck by lightning during that movie.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Lightning strike.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. We didn't get to hear Brother Warren last week.
And this is the last show too for Brother Warren. That's the other thing real quick here. Brother Warren, he's going to be doing his traveling. He's going to consider his relocation to China, I believe, as I'm understanding it. So he's going to be
this is his last call. I'll be gone for a month, Sally. I'll be back in September, but I'll be traveling in Africa. But
all of Chinese colonizers in Africa. Say hello to them
colonizers are French, British, Spanish, Portuguese, the Germans. Those are colonizers. And the United Americans.
Uh-huh.
Those are colonizers.
Yes, Cindy.
Have a lovely week. And I thought it was very interesting. And you know what? Maybe what we should do when we get into these big, heavy-duty conversations, we should also have a solution.
Absolutely. We have to have a solution. The solution is to do not elect any politicians. Hold on. Don't talk over. Okay, we're going to wrap it up there. Excellent discussion. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This has been a good discussion. Have a safe trip, Brother Warren. We are thinking of you. Have a safe trip. And we'll hear from you when you get back. Of course, you can Blog Talk Radio
about
as well.
The Belt and Road Initiative. I'm sure I have a lot to say about that.
Okay.
Wait to hear the report.
Okay, goodbye. Good night, Cindy. Thank you for calling in. Good conversation. And good, like I said, good conversation. Karen had to drop off a little bit early because she had another commitment. And we will wrap it up here. Please, everybody, get engaged. Learn the truth. Do not take any one person's opinion. Don't take what I'm saying here. Go out there and do your own research and use a little bit of that God-given common sense that we were given. Don't let people brainwash you. God gave you your brain. Please use it. Care about each other. Take care of each other. Try to do something to help save our country if you truly believe in America. I happen to think America's worth saving, so please work together. Let's get rid of the evilness and the corruption, the money and the greed, which is causing us a lot of problems, and we have to be honest about it. And so with that being said, please tune in again next week. Hopefully we will get past some of these technology challenges that I've had tonight. And God bless America. Good night, everyone.